Welcome, all of you. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you, Nico. Hare Krishna. Wow. Hari Bol. Thank you very much for coming and still wanting to hear. We always call this last session of our Sangha Mela entering the new year with spiritual strengths. And I think you are very, very curious now, what could this be? If there's something which I really know, something that I have really experienced in my life, it is that at any moment my consciousness can be on one level or on another level. It can be on a low level, but it can be elevated so that it is on a spiritually inspired level. Really, to give you an example, it's really like two sets of glasses. With this set of glasses which I have now, I can only see what is closely in front of me. When I need to put these set of glasses down and then put these on, and I can see as far as the small Radha Krishna or Radha Madan Mohan deities on the altar. So it's the same with us human beings in terms of our seeing the world or relating to the world. One set of glasses gives us the vision to see the things that are a little bit, let us say, vast. They are a little, the big things in life. They make us ready for the great journey. But when we have this other set of glasses, our ordinary mind that gets us through the day and which deals with the immediate problems that are in front of us, we often do not see these spiritual things. Perhaps one of the most asked questions to me during this time of the Sangha Mela was, how can I maintain Krishna consciousness when I'm in my job as a kindergartner, what is it called, a person at the children nursery, or when I'm studying? How can I keep my Krishna consciousness intact, and how can it be there? And I always tell them, if you have a busy life like many of us have, even a person like me is extremely busy, you do need to know how to put on the Krishna conscious glasses, where you can see to the distant horizon and see, wow, I'm an eternal soul, I'm a part of Krishna, and I should be happy to be in that relationship and act on that level also, make my decision based on this. But the world always puts the wrong type of glasses on your head. And then everything looks difficult and problematic, because you're forgetting really who you are. When the self is lost, everything is lost. You know? When you have lost yourself, imagine a man or a woman who's overcome by a strong mental illness and does not have a clue about their natural state, then everything is lost. Everything. And this happens, don't think by jumping into the Hare Krishna movement, this problem is solved. You have to work also when you are on the spirit path, also when you are first initiated, also when you are second initiated, also when you are a guru, Also, when you are a sannyasi, when you are a GBC, you have to work on having the right vision. Only God doesn't have this problem, and I think no one here thinks they are God. So you need to see. Keep this in mind, no? Make your vision far-reaching, make it spiritual, and for that, of course, we have our spiritual practice and our association with devotees. We have our service, we have our scriptures, and so on. Good. So now I see the temple room has filled up with all of us who are still here. Many of us have already left. I know one group from London. They left at 7 o'clock and others also. So let us go into our last presentation. Let us sing a little. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Upi Jana Vallabha Girivarada De Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarada De Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Jaji Jamuna Tira Vana Jaji Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada
Hare Krishna.
Oops.
My dear devotees, we will now sing another set of four verses from the Gopi Gita. You remember the theme? The Gopi Gita, the gopis had been called by Krishna and come to Krishna in the midst of the Vrindavan forest. It was night, a little different than, well, the night in Vrindavan is also shiny and effulgent. You can't compare it with the nights in this world. But then Krishna had disappeared, and they were then searching for him. We took this a little bit as our theme: the search for our authentic self, our authentic path, and also, of course, the search for Krishna. And we were singing the song which the gopis sang when they had lost Krishna. I think some of us have temporarily become a little distant, and we want to repair this. So the first of the four verses is very well known. It's a verse which many know by heart. It describes what the gopis say about Krishna Katha. They say, the nectar of your words, what you say, and the descriptions of your activities, that is what others say about you. These two things, what you say and what is said about you, this is the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, which are transmitted by learned sages, eradicate, they finish one sinful reaction. Bad karma goes. And what comes is good fortune comes to those who hear. These narrations are broadcast all over the world. Wow, that's the gopis foretell the Hare Krishna movement, no? They're broadcast all over the world. And these narrations are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are buridaha. This means they are very beneficent. They do good for others. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibhiditam kalma shapaham tavakatam ritam Kavi Vedita to sing and go up.
Shravana Mangala Shemadatta Sitam Priya.
We will continue to sing.
Prema Vikshanam Viharanam Chate Jnana Mangalam.
Did something that is so important in spiritual life. They had their feelings there. Their feelings for Krishna were so strong that actually they cried. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Krishna is such that he likes when the devotees sing about him. When he heard that the devotees were crying for him, then he just had to come. And the Lord appeared, beautiful to the eyes and even more beautiful or fascinating to the hearts of the gopis. And they spread a chadar out. This is the idea here. You can see we have spread a chatter, a garment for Krishna to sit down and come. Krishna was again with them. It's a beautiful song, my dear devotees. During the month of Kartik, you hear it from every bhajan kutir of the serious bhajan persons. It's really this song in Krishna consciousness. There's of course the Hare Krishna mantra and a few bhajans, but this is really wow, prime song. Our verse today describes what the gopis had had also mentioned, the burida, those who are magnificent, they do something for the welfare of others, they are compassionate. My dear devotees, one of the greatest problems of today's civilization is that people are so much in their own head. They are so, the English word is self-absorbed. Do you understand this word? Always with themselves. They really feel as if they are the center of the universe. If you ask them intellectually, are you the center of the universe, they will laugh and say, no, the Brandenburger Gate is the center of the universe or something, you know, but they act and they perceive as if their view is the only one, and therefore they are really serving only their mind all the time. To be compassionate is not something you do to save others. To be compassionate is something you do also to widen and progress in your own life. There's this wonderful verse which we want to chant and then understand. It is spoken by Kapila Muni, an avatar of Krishna, to Kardama Muni. Kardama was a great saint who had been a mystic yogi. He was meditating for ages, really. He knew how to keep the life in his body. And then he felt, I have some desire for, there is something in my heart. And Vishnu saw that and appeared to him and said, Kardama, you should marry. And from your marriage, there will be 9 daughters, but also I will appear as an avatar through you. So Kardama Muni followed the Lord's order. It's a very nicely described, very moving description in the 3rd canto. And then when he had, so to say, when the Lord had appeared to him and his wife Devahuti, he immediately, because he's the Lord, he didn't go through the normal phases of childhood, going to school, troubled teenage years, and then he was immediately fully there. And he could see that his father wanted to go back to the life he had before Vishnu gave him this order to enter a family life and have children. And he wanted to leave him with one advice that would change everything for Kardama. And I will let you a little bit in suspense. I won't tell it immediately. Let us chant the Sanskrit of this beautiful verse. It's a beautiful verse. You will love this verse. Kritva dayam cha jiveshu.
Kritva dayam cha jiveshu.
Datva cha bayam atmavan.
Datva cha bayam atmavan.
Mayat manam saha jagat.
Mayat manam saha jagat.
Rakshasyat mani chapimam.
Rakshasyat mani chapimam.
Kritva dayam cha jiveshu.
Kritva dayam cha jiveshu.
Dattvacha bhayam atmavan.
Dattvacha bhayam atmavan.
One moment. Mayatmanam sahajaga.
Mayatmanam sahajaga.
Draksyasyatmani chapimam.
Draksyasyatmani chapimam.
Can we have a Vaishnava, please?
Kripadayam cha jiveshu.
Vaishnavi, please.
Kripadayam cha jiveshu.
So this is the recommendation which Kapila gives to his father, Kadama Muni. And this is very amazing. Kadama Muni was a spiritual person. Just like all of you here, mostly, I think, without exception, very spiritual people. And he gives him still one advice, something he needed to still learn. This is what he said. Showing compassion to all living entities, you will attain self-realization. Giving assurance of safety to all, you will perceive your own self as well as all the universes, everything. In myself and myself in you. So let's please unpack this verse. He tells him you should be compassionate to all, and this is the process through which you will attain self-realization. And then he says what it means in detail to show compassion, and what in detail is self-realization. He says to show compassion means you have to give assurance of safety to all. No, you have to take care of others physically, mentally, spiritually, and the self-realization which you will get is you will see this universe with different eyes. You will see me in this universe, and you will see also me in you. Prabhupada starts his purport in a very surprising way. I mean, when I read it, I thought, is this Prabhupada? He said, the simple process of self-realization for every living entity is described here. The first principle to be understood is that the world is a product of the Supreme Will. This is, if you translate this in modern psychology, it's Krishna who made this world. Prabhupada says there is an identity of this world with the Supreme Lord. It comes from Krishna, and Krishna is everywhere here. It's not you who is in the center, it's Krishna who is in the center, in other words. Then I want to jump forward a little bit. It's a long purport, and our computer person, we will go to the fifth paragraph, it starts with, to avoid fearlessness. Let us see if we can easily find this. Here we go. It's a little small, but we can... There it is. Can you see? To avoid... It's sometimes easy when we follow with our eyes as the text is read. It goes deeper somehow. Because we say to hear means to forget, but to see means to remember. To avoid fearlessness to the common man and the common woman is the greatest act of charity. A sannyasi, or one who's in the renounced order of life, should wander from door to door, from village to village, from town to town, and from country to country, all over the world, as far as he is able to travel, and enlighten the householders about Krishna consciousness. A person who is a householder but is initiated by a sannyasi has also the duty to spread Krishna consciousness at home. As far as possible, he should call his friends and neighbors to his house and hold classes in Krishna consciousness. Holding a class means, now Prabhupada tells us how to do that, chanting the holy name of Krishna and speaking from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. There are immense literatures for spreading Krishna consciousness, and it is the duty of each and every householder to learn about Krishna from his sannyasi spiritual master. There is a division of labor in the Lord's service. The householder's duty is to earn money, because a sannyasi is not supposed to earn money. Prabhupada goes now into the detail. I wanted to just yes. The purport, really, I see, if you split up a purport, then you lose the flow of the thoughts. So I will leave it here, because we want to just take our full attention on one message. That is, in whatever ashram we are, we should do something good for others. This is the entire point of everything. My dear devotees, people usually, when they go into the new year, they make a pause and they reflect. I believe you all have made a pause. You have come to the Sangha Mela here in Goloka Dham, and I want to congratulate you. And I think most of you have also reflected about their lives. Today I want to ask you two questions for your reflection. What do you think needs the world? What do you think does the world need most at this time? Compassion, no? Imagine the warring countries would see how much misery they inflict on their brothers and sisters. You live just a few miles away over a border that was not made by God. next question, what do you think you need the most? Well, some say breakfast. Go deeper. Also, you need compassion, and you need to develop a compassionate mindset. See, compassion, I said it in the beginning, is not something we only do to save others, to save the world. to exercise compassion or do something for the benefit of others is something which we need ourselves for our to save ourselves from a narrow self-centered life where there is a lot of complaining going on. Compassion, in other words, is harmonizing our own personal needs and the needs of the world. And when they meet, then they joyfully dance together and uplift everyone, including ourselves. In the last year, we had one Bhakti Bloom Festival. Some of you might have been there. I know Will was there, and other. It was in the castle garden, and the announcer, the MC of the festival, told a story which touched everyone who was there. The announcer, told the story of the orange children in Africa. These were poor children from some forgotten tribe somewhere that were visited by an anthropologist, you know, someone who studies human behavior in different parts of the world. And the anthropologist put a nice basket of good mature oranges under a tree. And you know, the children wanted that because it's so dry and hot in Africa. And then he put all the children on one to a starting line, super line, and said, okay, it's a race. Whoever races the fastest and gets first to the basket of oranges can have them all. One, two, go. Now, the children did not run. They just looked at each other, and then they did something totally unexpected. They took each other's hand, and in one line, they walked towards the oranges, and they all touched the oranges, simultaneously, and therefore they all got the oranges. So this was different than what we know in the West. The anthropologist said, why did you do this? And they answered, they said, Ubuntu. I will translate this for you. How can we be happy when our friends are sad? The word Ubuntu, however, means more. It means I am because you are there. Your existence contributes significantly to my existence. My God, this window sounds like a peacock in winter. No, it's good, it's good. We need each other, my dear devotees. We are all connected. We all belong to this one family of beings, living beings, and Krishna is the seed-giving father of all of us. The nature, the world, is the mother in which the Lord has placed these seeds. And we are all together in this. We need each other. Fulfillment and happiness, my dear devotees, are never a one-man's job and also never a one-woman's job. Those who just try to run and grab happiness for themselves in a selfish way by having a nice home, having a nice car, having nice arrangements for this and for that activity, they never can catch happiness like this. To be compassionate, my dear devotees, just widens everything. in our little ashram, you know, the time came, there was the 24th, that is the Christmas day, and one of our members said, let's go with the devotees of our temple and distribute food for life at the Kotbusser Tor. I said, oh, everything in me screamed, no, it's so cold, it's cold fog. And there, Kotbusser Tor, you have no idea of what place you are talking. Kotbusser Tor is the center of all the criminal activities in Berlin. You can buy anything in the Kotbusser Tor, from a person, a woman, a man, to gold, to an atom bomb, everything. It's really the criminal place. And anyways, the devotees had a good point, so I surrendered and went. And when we arrived, have you been in Kotbusser Tor? Wow. You can see everywhere needles, heroin needles on the floor. It is really a place you don't want to go as a decent person. So everything was so dark and düster, finster. You know, these are some German words which describe it. Völlig abgeschlackt, der Platz. You know, so and so on. I'm trying to speak in the language the people speak there. And everything changed when the merciful Vaishnavas opened the dal pot. You know, it was a huge dal pot. It was steaming hot. From everywhere, these homeless people started to come, almost like bees who are attracted when you open a jar of honey. And what was so nice, they were so respectful towards every one of us. Amongst themselves in the beginning, they were, you know, but to the devotees, wow, I've never seen so much respect. And then, as we were trying to, with genuine feelings of, this is for you, you know, really taking care, the atmosphere changed even more. The homeless people caught up to caught this spirit of compassion. They said, let him go first, he only has one leg. She should get the hot meals. Can you see she's still on a bad trip, you know, on a LSD? No, is she so wealthy? No, she steals, you know. So you give prasadam to her first. And I was very, very moved by how kind they were. But then something happened, which was even nicer. One person who was just passing by, it could have been you or anyone, you know, saw this warm atmosphere around the warm dal pot, and there were other bread, was there, oranges. And he spontaneously went into a nearby shop and bought all the woolen hats which were available for there, gave them to us, and we distributed to all the homeless people woolen caps until the supply was gone. So yes, compassion is good for you, but it is also good for others, and it changes your whole life. This is what I saw with my own eyes. There are a few things I would like you now to see. See, many of us think, at least I thought this a long time about myself, I'm a small person. What can I really do? And more so, what difference will I really create? I mean, in the face of this war and that war, and about the injustice in the world. If I help an old man cross the road, it does not really change anything. But you are wrong, and I was wrong, because when you actually do something for the benefit of others, Krishna is pleased, as the verse says. Krishna said, I appear in your heart. And wherever there is Krishna, you know, impossible doesn't exist any longer. I had this discussion with my father. When my father, old father, saw the outbreak of a war just in Europe, just next to Germany, you know, he became so sad, so frustrated, so hopeless, that he decided to die. Not by suicide, but he was already 96 years old, and he said to me, I have lost my will to live. People have not learned a bit. And I also became affected. Oh no, you know, people have not learned anything. That's true. But then I felt so powerless and so helpless. But then I thought, that's not a good place to be in. Let me try to help. Let me do my little bit. I can talk on internet and raise money and awareness. I can. What do I have in my pocket? I have 100 euros. I can give for food and shelter and so on. And I immediately felt, as I was doing this, something was changing. There's a story in this connection. In the evening, the sun. You will hear now of speaking suns. The sun talked to the world. Hey, it's evening. You can see I'm already low. I will soon go away. Is there anyone who can give light in my absence? So everyone thought, well, we can't replace the sun. But there was one little candle. It spoke, yes, I can burn it, I can give light. No problem. The sun laughed, wow! The sun was delighted and pleased and said, okay, I return in the morning and help. This is what happens, because we are all connected, and there's one, let us say, blood flowing through all of us. Blood is not, there are different blood groups, I understand. So one life force is going through all of us, and that originates in Krishna. So when Krishna sees we are waking up from our selfish isolation, and we are doing something, little thing, what we can do for others. No, oh, he becomes so pleased. He may laugh. Ah, yes, and I will come and I will help. you know, I believe very strongly in prayer. When you pray for someone, Krishna actually comes and helps. I have seen this many, many, many times. So I would like you to see, there are a few things I would like to request you. One is, which I want to request all of those who are in this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, who are active members of the Hare Krishna movement. Please practice compassion with each other. See the other devotee as he is or as she is. Listen to their stories without judging them. oh, your story is different than mine. Make them feel seen and heard by you. This alone will give them such relief, such enthusiasm, such inspiration. I often have this, that devotees come to me and they tell me, oh, this or that happened, and this devotee did this, and that devotee did that. And I know at that time, although I'm always have words in my mouth, I have to keep them in my mouth and just listen to them. And then after sometimes 20 minutes, I have not said a thing. They say, thank you. In the beginning, I thought, for what? I was just listening and practicing the tumbo breathing while you talked. What did I do? I feel so good and so enthusiastic now. I can surf all day and all night. Well, I think you should sleep also in the night. And then they leave, and wow, and I understand what was missing in their life was someone who just listened to their stories without judgment. Without thinking, oh no, you cheated on your wife, you're terrible. Or, oh no, you failed in practicing the rules and regulations. You know, just without judgment, just listening, is somehow for us human beings so important. Without judging. I think it's clear by now. So the second point I would like to make is more all over. No, help those who are in need. It could be just very simple as helping an elderly person cross the road. Or it could be, you know, inviting someone over to take prasadam. And Goloka Dham, we have these wonderful devotees who open their doors wide for all of us guests to come, and they give us prasadam. It's very nice. It goes a very long way. The third I have is be creative. You have to see what you can do. There are many situations in life which will require your compassion, where you give time perhaps, or a place, or some monetary financial help, or some prasadam, and so on. And the last is share gifts of hope. There is one book which some of you read regularly, I understand, Vrindavan Mahimamrita. And there in the first shataka, the first chapter, it is said that anyone who helps those who live in Vrindavan with simple gifts of food or shelter or cloth becomes very dear to Radha and Krishna, who make such a person their associate in the spiritual world. No? This is now of all the gifts, it is said sharing transcendental knowledge is considered to be the highest. Do you know why? When you give the Bhagavad Gita, or when you share a wisdom bite, that's how you talk nowadays, you are giving powerful impulses that can help a person steer away from their karma, which brought them into a suffering situation. By my astrological horoscope, I should have died when I was 30 years old, but I took to the process of Krishna consciousness, and here I am still eating prasadam, you know, I have big experience in my life, understanding spiritual knowledge and then acting upon it helps you to get free from your karma. You can do whatever you want, and help persons with good coaching. You can help persons with a hot meal. You can do so much, but the karma will catch the people in the end again and bring again misery. But if you can supply spiritual knowledge to someone in whatever way, Prabhupada says, invite people to your home and read Gita and Bhagavatam. In whatever way, you can help them go in a different direction in their life. But please, don't ignore people's empty stomachs. They will make noise, the empty stomachs. So also think of that, no? What I'm trying to say is, my dear devotees, move away from the concept where you are only involved with your own mind and your own thing. Try to leave that self-imposed prison. Boldly bring down the walls of selfishness that encircle you, or self-absorption, which is so much a problem in the modern times. Be a little bold in doing this, and you will move forward with strength into the year 2025. Hare Krishna. Is that all right?
Yeah.
If you want to hear some of the thoughts, we have put them down yesterday in the internet, and there is also a video on this. You can see what we see here is something that our little Braj Care institution did with the help of Radha Jivan. Radha Jivan is a very successful businessman in Alachua, who has gone to Vrindavan. He's the father of wonderful children. Two of them are very close to me. And he has helped us to revive our Braj Care. And you see here our Braj Care workers. This is our you remember, Gaur Govinda, distributing what they need in Vrindavan very much. Warm sleeping bags. Oh yes. Can we hear the Mataji? Does she have sound? It was a long queue, never ending queue with these huge warm sleeping bags. That's what you need now. In case someone of you needs a warm sleeping bag, you can come to us, then we extend our Braj Care to you. Simple thing. One sleeping bag cost us the equivalent of $10. No? Yeah, the person who was producing these sleeping bags, they are super warm, You could sleep in Goloka Dham on the floor outside. They are so warm. And he wanted to help also, therefore reduced the price very much so that it's just the production price, no? Now I can understand not every one of you can produce sleeping bags and distribute sleeping bags. It's not required. A compassionate heart is required, and that everyone can do. We will at the end now do a little compassion meditation. It's not very long. It will not. I know some of you might be a little tired. Oh, meditation, Maharaji. It's not possible. But there is a verse in our scriptures about compassion. Subhasyastu. Which I wanted to chant with you at the beginning. Svastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. Everyone.
Svastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam.
Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mitodhya. Manaschabatram bhajata tadokshaye. Avesyatam no mati apyahaituki.
Avesyatam no mati apyahaituki.
May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. People who make war, the people who criticize, the people who judge, the people who wish bad things to others, the people who act in bad ways, may all those envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Shri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of him. My dear everyone, please sit tall. Please look around in the temple room for a moment. Thank you. Again, sit straight. It will help you to remain attentive. Do manasamharanam practice from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. That is, bring your thoughts now away from how you need to travel soon home, how you still need to tell Gaurahari you need a piece of bread. Just bring it to the present moment. And the easiest way is you just breathe in and out and focus on your incoming breath and your outgoing breath. It's easiest if you walk next to your breath or with your breath. In other words, when you breathe in, you are aware of the air coming into your nostrils and then going down to your lungs. And when you breathe out, the air which is used up leaves the lungs and goes out through the pipe into the nose. For a moment, think about your life. You may like to think about what was going on for you during the Sangha Mela, maybe there's a little pain in your back or somewhere, become aware of what is going on. Perhaps there's an anxiety or worry about a relationship, how will it develop? By the way, when you cough, it's absolutely normal to cough. As you become more relaxed, don't cough freely, you know, if it's necessary. Maybe you think about your cough, if that is what is going on. Just think about what is going on for you at the moment. Now think about a person who is dear to you. It could be your partner, it could be a good friend of you, it could be your child or your children. Think about someone who is dear to you. If you don't have someone who is dear to you, think of someone who is close to you. And now, genuinely wish them well. Wish that there is no distress for this person. Wish that they are able to see the good things in their life. And wish for them that there is absolutely no suffering. Now extend your circle of compassion. Think of people who are a little bit more distant to you. It could be those in this room whom you don't know. It could be relatives. Think of those in the wider circle. It could be friends with whom you don't have such an active exchange at the moment. It could be the community in which you live, your neighbors. And wish for them that there is no disease, that they are able to see the good, positive things, they're joyful in life. And wish that there is no suffering for them. You can widen the circle of your compassion even further. Think of those who live in different countries, who have challenges with their health, war, children, war, ladies, war, men. People who have not enough to eat, perhaps in Africa, where there are droughts. And wish these people all the best. wish that the diseases will disappear. Wish that they see some light, some hope, something good in their lives. And wish that there will be no suffering, or that whatever suffering they experience now, that it will reduce. And now turn to the Lord in your mind through your singing, because only through His mercy these good wishes can become fulfilled. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, everybody, please.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
And everyone please, one more time.
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Hai bo jaya radha madan mohan radha madan mohan radha madan mohan te radhe Gaura prema nandi hari go Gaura prema nandi hari Gaura prema nandi
Hare Krishna. The name of our devotees here in Goloka Dham, I wish you a wonderful 25, full of hopes, full of, let us say, blessings. And don't forget to be boldly compassionate. It's what the world needs and what each one of us needs very much, boldly compassionate. Again, if you wish to find the text and some ideas what you could practically do, there is this little piece of writing. It's not really an article, it's brief. You can find it on the internet as my New Year's message. So all the best. It was wonderful to have you all here, and I guess you should now also, when you come home, take some extra rest. No. All the best, and Hare Krishna, come good home. Hare Bo.
Just like to give a few concluding words also from the side of Goloka Dham Temple. We are happy the retreat went well. We were a little bit scared with our prasadam room and construction situation that we would manage, but we are happy that everything went well. If some of you actually, we are planning this new construction for the prasadam room to actually host all our guests better in newer festival or further festival. If any one of you have means and like to support us financially for the continuation of this project, we have some small flyer just next to the Tutsi there on the corner. If you are interested, that you like to support us in this way. I hope you have liked also Radha Madan Mohan, and that you will take that the relationship with Radha Madan Mohan has been activated or cultured. And in case you want to have more relationship with the deities, you can actually, we have a small poster at the entrance with a QR code, and you could get every morning with darshan.
Wow.
The pujaris always take their own pictures after the darshan, so if you like, you can just scan it and remain in touch. And we have also some calendar 2025, if you like, available in the temple shop. If some of you are planning to leave Goloka Dham by bus, please just make 100% sure they are still working. It seems there is some announcement on the bus station that it might not work. So just to avoid that suddenly you miss your train or at least just make double check before. So we like also to thank very much all the devotees in Goloka Dham, from the temple devotees, from the community, everyone who worked really, really hard to make this festival happen. I will not make any names. Actually, we are all very much in need of your prayers. It's actually not an easy task to maintain a temple like this and to organize such a festival. So we are very much dependent on your blessings. If you get a few minutes to go to Radha Madan Mohan and pray for all of us, we will very much appreciate this act of compassion. In the evening, if some of you are staying a little bit longer, we will have more kirtans from 6 o'clock onward. And yeah, I think we keep this as this beautiful message of His Holiness Sachinandana Swami, how compassion will help others but also help us very much. In the past, I think during COVID time, His Holiness Sachinandana Swami was giving a lot of lectures. Was it Compassion Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah. Every Tuesday we did this.
Because it's good we hear about that now, but maybe in 1 week or 2 weeks we forgot all about. So if you want to culture a little bit this mood and go deeper into this mood, you could easily listen again of those recordings given by Maharaj. Good, so thank you so much for coming. There are some other festivals coming up. In 1 month or so, we will celebrate the presentation of His Holiness Sachinandana Swami. And another big event is for Easter, where we have the Bhakti Immersion Retreat. And this year we have one extra festival with the 50 years anniversary of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. We will have a jubilee room in the beginning of June. So you can stay in touch with us on the webpage and feel free to come, and hopefully the Prasadam room will be ready and we can even host you better. So thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And one big thank you also to His Holiness Sachinandana Swami and his wonderful team with Gaur Krishna and Bhanu Nandini. We will serve lunch in around half an hour, so please, no one should leave Gurukadam hungry. Please stay for the lunch, and we wish you also a safe journey. Hare Krishna.
Oh yeah, before you all go, I have one very good gift. A few days ago, one devotee came. He had to return from South India, where there is one deity. He's known as Varada Raj, the king of giving blessings. And we have Mahaprasadam here. So I suggest that maybe Shesha Prabhu, you could maybe be stationed at the exit and give everyone Varada Raj Prasadam. Then your year will be full of blessing. It is really the thing to do at the beginning of the year. Take Varada Raj Mahaprasadam. And it's also extremely tasty. Really a very tasty. It's a little bit, the external appearance is a little ruffled, but the taste is absolutely gorgeous. Hare Krishna. So he will be there at the exit, and when you go out, he will give you something. Hare Krishna.